We pray. Heavenly Father, glorious Lord, on the stillness of this night, may your word find a cradle in our hearts. May your light guide ever deeper, dear Lord, the truth, that we might walk in your good grace and goodness all the days of our life, that we might continue to sing your praises without end. Now and forever, to your glory do we live and have our being. Amen. Some people say that being a shepherd is cute, noble, a wonderful profession. Just doesn't happen to be any shepherds who say that. It stinks. Have you ever smelled a lamb? It stinks. Oh, excuse me. I'm Mordecai, a shepherd of Bethlehem for 30 years now already, from generations of shepherds, day and night, sitting and watching sheep sleep. Not exactly glamorous. It's not the brightest and best that seek to be shepherds. In fact, though, the people I work with, scoundrels, fools, and then there's those crazy kids. What a waste of time. We sit around night after night telling stories. I have to put up with their stories, their crazy stories of all the crimes they've committed, all their hopes and dreams that will never come to anything, and all the ridiculous ways they have of having fun. 30 years of being out in the fields, it's made me as harsh as a storm, as dark as night. There isn't much that can impress me anymore these days or excite me. Except, of course, that one night. That one night where we saw angels. Now, I know you're going to call me crazy, but we really saw angels. Many people say, Mordecai, Mordecai, the only angels you saw were at the bottom of your wineskin. But I was there, and there were angels. We were sitting around the fire. The night was dark and clear. And all of a sudden, there was light, a brilliant light, brighter than the sun. And out of that light came a man, but not like any man here. Brilliant. Instantly, I was scared, right down to my bones. I didn't know what was going on, and then all of a sudden it dawned on me, an angel. Ah, the angel of death. Have you ever had all your sins flash before your eyes, all in a moment? I have to admit, I'm a wicked man. My idea was to be a tough guy, a bully. Nobody messes with Mordecai. You wrong me, and my revenge will be severe. I thought it was good to have people nervous around me, walking ever tenderly and speaking with respect, or they would pay the price. But I look into that angel's eyes, and that angel is not afraid of Mordecai. I cannot intimidate that angel. I fully expected that angel to be the angel of death. Why else would God send an angel to Mordecai except to pull out its sword and cut off my head and throw me into the fire of hell?
I thought it was it. I'm done for. I had never been in such fear. But the angel didn't do that. With a great grin on its face, it said, "Do not be terrified. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Do not be afraid." You look into the face of an angel and you're not afraid? Who sees holiness like that and lives to tell about it? Of course I'm scared. But he has good news. Good news? What good news could take this suffering away? A Savior has been born to you. A Savior. What I deserve is God sending an angel to strike me. But God sends an angel to announce a Savior? That God himself is going to save me? And that he's born. Humans are born. God isn't born. Our Savior, God, has come in human flesh with fingers and toes and hair and a nose. As much human as Mordecai. This is hard for me to grasp. This day in the city of David, Christ the Lord, Messiah. Then I remembered the psalmist, the ancient words, God himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. God himself come down to be born of a woman. Fantastic. I was thinking to myself, do I believe this? Do I dare to hope in something so remarkable as this? And it's almost as if that angel was reading my mind. I no more got that through. And it's a sign. I give you a sign to you. The baby in a manger. Baby in a manger? Who puts their baby in a feed box where goats and cows have been? Who does that? And yet, I thought, a sign to go, to be sure. And as I'm thinking, all of a sudden the one angel turns into 1,000 angels, and they're all singing with the most beautiful music ever heard. Oh, how they're singing with such joy and light and power and filling the sky with sound. And I thought to myself, oh, Mordecai, in this brief moment you have heard the chorus from heaven. This is what it sounds like for all eternity around God's throne. And the thousands were singing with one voice, glory to God in the highest. Wow. And then they were gone. Just that quickly. The night sky turned dark again with all the stars twinkling and in total silence. We couldn't go back to our fire. We got up. We did what we were moved to do. We must find this manger, this barn, this stable. It would have been impossible for us to find a baby in someone's home in Bethlehem. But God had him in the manger just for us so that we could go and find this baby. Stables we can look in. So we went from one to another, wherever animals are kept. And finally, we saw in the corner, back in the corner, a young man and his wife. And sure enough, a baby. They were shocked. What are we doing there? We quickly told them the angel's message and the song. And they said, come and see. I was amazed.
The baby looked just like a baby. To look at the baby, it just looked like any other baby. Had the angels not told me about this baby, I would have thought, okay, another baby. But in that moment, I found myself trusting what I could not explain. This baby, like any other baby, is not like any other baby. This baby is my God, my Savior, because he was born. Mordecai is going home to heaven. He would so love me. God would give his best gift for my worst sins. God would wrap himself in human flesh so he could wrap me in his holiness. Almost beyond comprehension. And so he rejoiced. And Mary and Joseph rejoiced to hear what we had heard. Well, we couldn't contain ourselves. We had to go and tell everyone we knew, friends and family and strangers in Bethlehem, so many people to tell. And maybe that's why you've come tonight, to hear, to see, to rejoice. To rejoice with the angels. Glory to God in the highest. The more that song played in my ears, the more I realized I could not be the old Mordecai anymore. It was not okay to be harsh as a storm and dark as night. I no longer wanted people to fear me. I wanted them to love the baby Jesus. And so I changed. I was changed. Perhaps you too, looking into the manger, seeing the bright eyes of that baby Jesus, has that transformed you too? Made all things new? Washing away the sins and giving us a hope that takes us home to heaven? Oh, so much to sing about. And so we join heart and voices with the angels. Ah, glory to God on high. His peace rests on us. Amen.